This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. Some news, some bullshit.
Unbelievable. It's been so long since we've done one of these that I've made a special intro.
He's back. After a whole month.
Picking myself up.
In a foreign land.
Picking Scotland up as well.
Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This is Stephen Allen.
Oh, with an intro like that, there is no way I can live up to it. So I was up in Edinburgh for like a whole month. I think I've picked up the accent. I think you can tell it's in there. I'm one of those people who really enjoys foreign cultures, so I think I've picked up that Scotland attitude. But Eric's not here. Eric was up there as well. It's killed him, basically. So Eric's not here today. Instead, Robin Perkins in the room, in the house, or whatever the phrase is. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad at all. Let's get you closer to that little bad boy.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. So you were up in Edinburgh as well.
I was.
Yeah, look at this.
I'm still alive.
Well, still alive, just about. Welcome to the show. And so normally what we do, I'm assuming you've never heard the show. Sweet mercy, why would you? We like to start off the show with a look at some of the news stories we will not have jokes about. I can barely even remember which bed it is to do this. I think it might be this one.
Hell yeah.
News stories like the new research that claims orgasms can make you live longer has been published, although the one I had last night nearly didn't. My fault for driving at the time. There's, in yesterday's Mail, there was a headline, poll, UK wants to quit Europe. Now, wanting to quit the EU, I kind of understand, but quitting Europe, we're going to need a shovel and a massive outboard motor. This is a serious thing. And in the newspapers today as well, I'm going for the weirdest pun I've ever gone for. A boy in London of 8, it's in the newspaper today, went magnet fishing off his nanny's boat and pulled out a grenade. Well, when life gives you grands, make grenade. See, what I've got there is because of, like, lemon lemonade, and then he was in his nanny's boat, so...
We get it.
And producer Amanda's in the house as well.
Hi, hello.
This is the start of the
Welcome
show.
Welcome back, Steve.
How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. It's nice to have you back in the studio.
Your mics always seem really... You're too singing. Am I just like... up? There we go.
Is this better? Close. I can't really hear me in my headphones.
Oh,
but
she needs some headphone love.
There we go. Thank you.
Make sweet love to the microphone.
Welcome back,
not
Steve.
Like that.
Lovely to have you back.
It's nice to be here.
And what have you done with Eric this week?
He's busy doing... I don't really know. He does
something.
Did he
make it back? He definitely got on that train, didn't he?
I don't know, actually. Last time I saw him was in Edinburgh. And it was after my last show. And he said, show finishes at 8:15. You got time for a coffee. And I literally, and I'm not overusing that word like young people, I got off stage at 8:15. I was in my car by 8:20. And I was on the A1 by 8:26. I was out of there. I even said on stage my last show, I was like, thanks very much for coming to the show. I can't hang around. I am going home right now. Goodbye, Edinburgh. So I got out there. So I don't know. He's sure he's alive.
So he's not still on the Royal Mail flyering, is he?
It is a habit that's
hard
to break.
That's the last time I saw him, because obviously we did our amazing FUBAR live shows up in Edinburgh. So
hell,
I was
yeah,
able to join in the fun this year as well.
That's probably it, actually, because he was...
That's the last time I saw him. Yeah. He was flyering on the Royal Mail. Yeah.
With Eric doing about 10 minutes of work on those two Edinburgh shows, he's probably just knackered. That's what it is.
I know. I stay up in Edinburgh for a few days after it's over.
Are you mad?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice because I'm one of those people that loves it. I love the Fringe. And so I get quite depressed when I come back to London. So really? I stay. This is my I stay 2 or 3 days afterwards. And then so then I see the whole city just vacate. And then I'm like, oh, all the cool people are down in London. And then I go down to London and I'm not sad.
Oh, yeah, that's where all
Edinburgh,
the cool
well,
people are.
By the way, I probably alienated.
Whoops. Good luck next year when you go back over there.
Yeah.
But does it not feel like, you know when if you stay too long at a party and all of a sudden that vibe leaves and you're like, oh, we've overshot this one. Do you not get that vibe? Because no, I imagine...
But I always do that, so it's normal for me. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm still going.
Yeah, helping to tidy up.
Karaoke. No.
Did you try to do karaoke after Edinburgh?
No, I didn't. Okay. I don't. I really want to be able to sing, but I'm really bad at it.
But then karaoke's for you.
I know, but...
If you can sing, then do some sort of, X Factor type tats. If you can't, actually do
rap,
the first few
actually.
Rounds. You try to
Ooh,
rap.
I desperately want to be a rapper.
There is... You could... You, I mean, you don't stand a chance, do you?
We can make dreams come true on this show.
Can you?
Yes.
Because I've tried a few times. All right, ready? Talking about really awful puns.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my one pun, because I don't do puns, and it's really bad, and I love it. Nobody ever gets it.
Okay.
Are you familiar in this country with the term gateway drug, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it all started by... I've always wanted to be a rapper, and it started when I was about 10 years old. My parents went on holiday, and they came back with, like, a Shaggy cassette tape. And as we know... Shaggy is the gateway thug into gangster rap.
Oh, there it is.
Love it. Work. But he would say it wasn't him.
Oh!
Yeah. You have made my one pun infinitely better. like 5,000 times better. I'm really sad I didn't think of that.
The next time I see you on stage and you do that, I'm going to be like, I was there when that joke got created. What a beautiful moment. That's one of the many things this show can offer the world, by the way. Yeah. And
fun.
To find out the other things that are going to be in today's show, we turn to producer Amanda. So what is ahead of us?
Well, plenty have been going on in the world, obviously. Not all of it great news. We might have to skim over some of the saddest stories that have been prevalent over the last couple of weeks, I think, just for taste and decency. But somebody who taste and decency just doesn't affect at all is Katie Hopkins spouting her mouth off again. Somebody set up quite a funny petition that she should we should trade her in for 50,000 Syrian refugees, and it's proving to be quite a popular suggestion, actually. So I think you're going to delve a little bit more into that. If she's listening, maybe call us and Katie Hopkins. We'd love to hear from
Why
you.
Why not? 0330 0330 220 0200.
And by the way, that's the only time I'm ever going to book you as a guest. If you actually call in as a caller.
I was once on a show where we were talking about Katie Hopkins, and the host was saying, like, stop giving her any more airtime. You're allowed to say her name 3 times more, and that's all she gave me. And in the rest of that story, I used her name twice, so I had one hanging out, and I was going, like, I can still say it. And then for some reason, we were talking about a news story where Justin Bieber had taken a slash in a mop bucket backstage.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we were trying to work out what word to use for taking a slash, because it was the BBC, and I used Katie Hopkins.
Yeah!
I had one in the bag. It took a massive Katie Hopkins in there.
Well, I think we should start that as a new hashtag, perhaps. But on Thursday, it looks like Queen Elizabeth II is going to become Britain's longest reigning monarch. Because the predecessor to that is Queen Victoria, obviously. She ruled for, was it 100? Was it? It wasn't 100 years, was it?
I have no idea. That family's doing well,
though. She died in 1901. I know that much, but I don't know when she started.
In terms of reigning for a long while, that family's nailing it. They're better than all the rest of my family, who have never even been king or queen at all. So hats off to them in many ways.
I did look into who the world's longest reigning monarch is, and I found out and then I forgot. So moving on.
Dinner parties with you must be amazing.
I did find that out, but then I went to sleep last night, and then I woke up this morning. I've just realised I've forgotten because I didn't write it down. So there's a Superhenge just discovered near Stonehenge.
I'm glad you can remember what that is.
Well, I'm actually from that part of the world, so.
Child of the Henge.
There are many henges around Stonehenge. There's a little known Woodhenge.
Well, there's a video on the internet of me walking around Woodhenge.
Oh, is there?
One of the first things I ever did on YouTube.
How old is Woodhenge?
Older than Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it would decay?
Well, it has. Yeah. It has. There are no trees. They've just put little
You remember something? All right.
What they've done is they've replaced where the trees used to be. And I like the idea of a Woodhenge because it seems like it's a practice. You know, like you do something in pencil first. It seems like
it's
you do the pencil
sketch,
version.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And then, because if it goes wrong, you just move the tree. And then we'll do the proper henge, the Stonehenge. But all the wood's gone. So they've replaced it with kind of wood thickness concrete bollards that are, I don't know, slightly higher than knee height.
Yeah, it's so unimpressive, isn't it? They could really make something of it, but they've just got these really unimpressive little bollards everywhere.
Yeah, bollards. It looks like the world's trickiest car park.
Yeah.
That's what it's got going for it. And then on the other video, I do a thing about it makes sense because there's Stonehenge and then there's Woodhenge. And apparently a few miles away, there was Strawhenge until that bloody wolf came along. Sorry to any druids listening, because I'm sure we have loads.
Well, you're going to be looking a bit more into that story. Maybe we'll try and get a super Henge super expert on.
Hell yeah.
Let's try. I'll try and tap up some of my local contacts. Actually heading back to that part of the world myself later on today. So.
Oh. Just because they've announced a new Henge. Like, it's all big news in the Wiltshire. We have to go down there and be impressed.
Well, it's also...